here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Tennis just isn't cricket.
Now, remember what I said, Jimmy. If Mr. Higginbottom comes to the door, no funny remarks. Just find Ozzy and off you go with him. By the way, where are you going?
Cricket practice, ma'am. Down at the recreation ground. I'm playing Ozzy for the Ashes. I'm the English captain, Illy.
Oh, and what's Ozzy?
An Ozzy, of course.
Oh, I asked for that. Is he a good cricketer?
He's about as good at cricket as Scraggy Susan is at tennis.
Don't call Susan that. And she's a good tennis player. She's hoping to get into the Parklands Tennis Club this year.
Oh, I've heard about that place. They wouldn't have her in. It's too posh. It's for the love. Is it really, darling? Game, set and match to Penelope. In her mink tennis hot pants.
Oh, well, I have heard that they are a bit snooty, but don't make any remarks to Susan.
Oh, of course not. You know me. Well, here we are, ma'am. Higginbottom Towers. What a fine old stately home. I see the Honourable Ozzy has been the notice on the front gate. Beware of my dad.
That'll do.
Strolling up the path, what's the first thing we notice? The garden. It's fallen off the windowsill.
Will you stop it? They'll hear you.
Arriving at the front door, what do we find fastened to it? A note. Please leave 2 pints. One of mild and one of bitter.
If you don't shut up, you can clear off.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. Go on, ring the bell. They've got one now.
I can see that.
Yeah, it's to stop people knocking on the door. It kept falling down.
You'll be falling down in a minute. They mustn't have heard me. I'll try again.
All right, I heard you the first time. Just you to forget your door key. You get as bad as your mother, old Grumbleweed.
Mum, he thinks you're Ozzy's mum.
I was just having a wash in the sink. Where's my clean vest and pants?
Clean vest and pants? He must think it's Christmas.
Shut up. It's me, Mr. Higginbottom, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Oh, well. Sorry, Mrs. I thought you were the old, the wife. Only I can't open the door. I'm stood here half naked. Hang on while I... get me shirt and pants on.
Right, you are.
Hey, look, ma'am. Mr. Brocklebank just getting out of his car.
Yes, he's come to collect Mrs. Higginbottom.
Why is he running a jumble sale?
He's taking Mrs. Higginbottom and me to Mrs. Billington's for tea.
Well, ma'am, what about my tea?
Hey, ask Susan to cook your tea.
Why, don't you like me?
Don't be funny. Hello, Humphrey.
Hello, Mrs. Clitheroe. Here I am, as arranged.
Sorry about the delay. Come in. Mind the pram.
Pram? Don't tell me you're expecting a little stranger.
Yes, the wife's mother. Don't come any stranger than her.
Pardon?
No, the wife uses the pram, you see, for carting stuff. You know, the old bagwash.
That's no way to talk about Mrs. Higginbottom.
The stuff for the laundrette. She takes it in the pram. Sort him out, will you, Mrs.?
I'll get rid of him if your Ozzy's ready to go out.
Oh, he's already out with his mother. He's gone to cleaners with her.
Why? Wouldn't soap and water get it off?
Behave yourself.
I mean Ozzy's coat, ma'am. He got it dirty, oiling his cricket bat.
Oh, so the good lady isn't in there?
Good lady? Oh, the wife. Oh. Well, no. She did leave a message.
Oh, for me?
I'm not sure. She said, tell her to wait. I won't be long. She had an old two-piece cleaned again for this hen party at Billington's.
Hen party? It's not a hen party. I'm going to be there as well.
Oh, watch your cock.
Jimmy, I'll smack you in a minute. Get out of this house. Go on.
But my man waiting for Ozzy is going out with me.
No decent lad should be allowed to go out with such a cheeky, hard-faced young brat.
But I've got to go with Ozzy. He's me pal.
Oh, dear, I'm going to be late. Alfie, what's the time by your watch?
Just turned 25 past.
25 past what?
Oh, no, no minute. Land's missing. Oh, no, there it is, under my big hand.
Well, then it must be 5.
What must be 5?
The time. It's 25 past 5.
Well, if you knew, why did you ask me?
Look, I've had enough trouble without you. What with Grandad bringing Mr. Higginbottom and Ozzy round here for tea, and our Jimmy's remarks about my cooking, and then a stupid discussion about the time.
Oh, did he ask somebody else the time as well?
I asked you, you... Oh, never mind. I'm going out.
Where are you going?
To Mary Jackson's house to do her hair. She's going to a dance, and she's got to be out by 7 o'clock. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going upstairs. Go in the kitchen and make yourself useful.
Right, yeah, Susan. I think I've upset her. Hello, everybody.
It was good of you to ring up and invite me and Ozzy round here, Pete.
Oh, that's all right, Higgy. You're welcome. Very good of you to help me with the washing up.
That's all right. Mind you, I never wash any dishes at home.
Nobody does. The dog licks them clean.
Hello, Jimmy. It's me.
Here you are, Grandad. One more pot for the washing up. It's a bit cracked, this one.
Pete, have you got another dishcloth to stuff in his mouth?
Never mind him, Higgy. Let's get this job finished, and we can be away down to the pub for a wee drink.
Aye, a wee barrel on the wee slate.
Yeah. How did he think of them?
Don't you know, Alfie? He's stupid like you. And he doesn't look it.
All right, Jimmy, come on, how'd you go?
Oh, it's all right, Pete. I'll be going myself in a minute. I've got to take Ozzy home first to bank the fire up.
Oh, poor Ozzy. Can't he afford to call Alfie?
I don't know. Can't he afford to call Mr. Steve? I'll call.
Where is he? You little horror. Take that.
Oh, she struck me. Grandad, she struck me. Now it's my turn. Try this for size, scraggy neck.
Mind, I hope.
Jimmy, look what you've done. Your mother's best teapot smashed to pieces.
Well, it could have been worse. It might have been your beer glass.
Any more cheek from you and I'll leather you. Susan, what's this all about?
I was upstairs and I saw Ozzy Higginbottom in the garden messing about with my tennis racket. I went down and asked him what he thought he was playing at, and he said, the men's singles at Wimbledon.
That's Ozzy. Always a funny little joke.
That's right. I'll kill him.
But, Susan, who gave him your racket?
Now, Jimmy, they've been knocking a filthy old ball about with it. Two of the strings are broken.
I'll go and take Ozzy home before there's any more trouble. I'll see you in the booze at about 7, Pete.
I reckon you are, Higgy. Jimmy, you'd no right to take Susan's tennis racket knocking an old ball about.
Well, looking at the state of my racket, it must have been a cricket ball.
Well, it wasn't, see. We lost that when we broke...
When you broke what?
I'm broken. It's only Saturday. Don't let her upset you, Grandad. Come on, I'll wipe for you.
If you don't get out of this room, I'll be wiping something that silly grin off your face. Alfie, get him out of here.
Yes, Miss Sinclair. Come on.
All right, Alfie. I won't touch your racket again, Scraggy. Except to bash Ozzy's stoop pigeon with it.
Oh, that boy. The minute his mother's back's turned, there's no holding him.
Well, I shall tell her what he's done, and I hope she deals with him. You're too soft. Look, Grandad, I've got to get round to Mary Jackson's. Did you see you're going out at about 7?
I expect so. Why?
Well, I'm expecting a man to call about then. A Major Bullimore from the Parklands Tennis Club.
Oh, that lot. Will you still be speaking to us after you've been accepted into their exclusive circle?
Oh, all right, Grandad. They're not that bad. Anyway, I'm not backing out now. I've been trying for months to get in that tennis club, and now I've heard I've been accepted. The Major's calling tonight for my subscription. It's £2. Here, will you take care of it, Grandad? He'll be coming before you go to the Rose and Crown.
Rightio, my dear. Oh, just a minute. I have got to pop out for half an hour or so to collect my pension and do one or two errands. So, just in case he comes while I'm out, I'll give Alfie the message and the telephone number of the post office.
What for?
So Alfie can ring me there to ask me what the message is he's forgotten.
Oh, I'm sorry about this, Mrs. Clitheroe. I truly am. Trust Mrs. Billington to be awkward about one tiny bill.
Oh, that's all right, Humphrey. I'm pretty sure I've got the invoice she wants to see in my papers in the front room. We'll only be in the house a minute.
Well, I was annoyed. I mean, she was almost questioning your integrity.
Calling me a liar, I'd say. In a ladylike way, of course. Anyway, we're here now.
Well, I must say you behaved with great dignity.
She'll never know how near she was to getting a slush round the ear. Hello. Our front door's open.
Who? Oh, where there must be someone in there.
It'll be Jimmy, I suppose.
After you, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Jimmy! Jimmy! I'll just go and find those invoices. Oh, dear. Answer that, would you please?
Yeah, right you are, Mrs. Clitheroe. Hello. Yes. 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 Yes, yes.
Come in, Alfin. Help! A burglar!
It's not a burglar. It's Mr. Brocklebank.
Just hold on and... hello? Hello? Oh, he's gone. James, where have you been?
I'll tell you where he's been. He insisted on me taking him round the corner to the chip shop.
Hey, but James, your mother told me that Susan was cooking a meal for you.
She did. That's why I've been to the chip shop. Yeah.
Now listen, James, your mother is in the front room, and fortunately for you, she didn't hear what I've just heard on the telephone.
What's that, Mr. Picklebong?
Some irate gentleman who refused to give his name is looking for the grandfather of one James Clitheroe, who broke his potting shed window this afternoon with a cricket ball.
Oh, heck. How does he know it was me?
He says a Master Oswald Higginbottom told him.
Oh, the little piglet. He had a meal under my roof and then squealed on me.
What did this man say on the phone?
He will be round here within the hour demanding restitution for the damage to his property.
You are?
He wants the lolly for the window.
I found them, Humphrey, so we can get back to... Oh, hello, Jimmy.
Hello, ma'am. Have a chip?
Chip? It's hardly past tea time. What fool's been buying you chips?
Me, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Oh. Hello, Alfie.
Hello. No, Jimmy said he was hungry, and if he wasted away, it was all my fault, so I...
Say no more, Alfie. Look, we've got to get back to Mrs. Billington's. Is everything all right?
Yes, ma'am. Off you go.
Yeah, cheerio, Mrs. Winterpane. Do a cricket ball.
Yes, yes. Well, come on, Humphrey. I'll be back about 9, if not before, Jimmy.
Right, ma'am. Mr. Brocklebank. About that cricket ball.
Yes?
If my mum finds out, I'll be in hospital. And you'll be in the next bed. Will you stop arguing, Alfie? The bloke will be here any minute for his money.
Well, I feel daft wearing your granddad's kilt and it's echoes.
Let's have a look. You fool, no one Rick Dickles. You've got the sporran on the inside. Come here. You wear it in front like this.
Get up, all right, all right. Anyway, the blooming kilt's too big for me.
Well, crack on it's a midi kilt.
Very funny.
Yes, you are in that kilt. With your skinny legs, you look like a tent with two poles.
Yeah, that does it. You can do without my help, you cheeky young...
I'm sorry, Alfie. Keep cool, keep cool.
I can't help but keep cool in this drafty blinking kilt. Yeah, anyway, this bloke won't believe I'm your granddad.
You're not. I'll tell him you're my Scotch dad. I'll say Ozzy was wrong. I haven't got a granddad. He's here. Now remember, you're my Scotch dad. We're very poor, and you're going to give me a good smacking.
Oh, remember that bit, all right.
This is serious. I'll go and let him in. Now, do your stuff. Okay, then you kin.
You what?
Talk Scotch. And remember, He can't get blood out of a stone.
No, but he can get it out of me, okay?
Oh, mister, I've pay on a poor wee laddie.
I beg your pardon, James.
Oh, heck, Mr. Brocklebank. I thought you were a man.
What?
I thought you were the man after his money for the broken window. Come in.
Oh, you mean the gentleman who phoned? Well, he hasn't been yet, then.
No, you're just in time to save me. When he comes, give him a pound and tell him I'm out.
I'll do no such thing. Your grandfather's warned me about that in the past.
Well, I'll sell you something for a pound. An action man.
No.
The hall stand. Our Susan.
You are getting no money out of me. Now, out of my way. Your mother has sent me to get the petty cash book out of the sideboard to show Mrs. Billington.
There's no hurry. Stay for a cup of tea. Give me a coat. I'll hang up your wallet.
Yeah, sir. It's a broad back moonlit day tonight, you can. Oh, it's you, Mr. Bittlebunk.
Heavens, what's this?
It's Alfie McTwit. The Lancashire Haggis.
I mean the kilt. What's the idea? Are you going to a fancy dress ball, Alfred?
No, I'm Jimmy Scotch, Dad. I mean, I'm pretending for the man about the window that he broke. Not the man, Jimmy, and he's coming for the money, so he hasn't got it. But he hasn't got... Not the man, Jimmy. But I thought you were him. Not Jimmy, the man. That's why I'm speaking Scotch, to fool you. Dead him, I mean.
Yes, the man, not Jimmy.
Here's the petty cash book, Mr. Brocklebank.
Oh, thank you, James.
I'll just push it in your inside pocket so it'll be safe.
There's no need to get your hands off my wallet!
Hey, oh, please, here. The one I thought was you, Mr. Brocklebank, when he broke your window. Not your window, his window. Jimmy, I mean, broke it, not his window. That's the man.
Oh, shut up. Just remember you're me dad and you're Scotch. And Mr. Brocklebank, you can be the cruel landlord who's called to take the gas oven away and... because we can't pay the rent.
I am having nothing to do with it. I'm leaving this instant by the back door. If he's still as angry as he sounded on the telephone, I have no intention of meeting him face to face.
Coward! Brocklebank the chicken! Cluck, cluck!
Stop clucking and open the door before I go out the back way.
You stop here, or I'll tell me grandad you wore his kilt.
But you made me wear it. It was your idea.
Oh, shut up! Get ready, I'm opening the door. Please don't take our furniture again, mister. My dad will pay you as soon as he gets his bagpipes back from the shop.
I beg your pardon?
Then he can go out and play in the streets again.
There's some mistake, you know. I haven't come for your furniture. My name is Bullimore. Major Bartholomew Bullimore.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but we've got troubles of our own.
What was that?
I mean, we've got a lot of trouble and we can't pay you. Come in and ask me, Dad.
You can't pay me, but I understood.
You see, it's too much. How much is it?
Yeah, well, it's £2, actually.
Would you take one new penny a week? Dad, this is Major...
Bullimore. Bartholomew Bullimore. R.E. retired, you know.
This is my dad, Alfie Clitheroe. C.O.B. is going to bed.
Hello. Okay, Mr. Mullible, the batty, the bully, major. I'm sorry we can't pay you, okay, but we're very poor than new bejabers.
What the devil are you talking about here? Oh, look, this is Clitheroe's house, isn't
it? Yes, okay. They live here, but I do. I mean, we do. I'm Jimmy's mother's dad. His, I mean.
Yes, well, it's not our house. We just owe the rent. If you'll forget the money, mister, my dad's going to give me a good smacking. Aren't you, Dad? Dad? Dad!
Oh, my leg! I mean, oh, my leg! Yes, it'll be a pleasure.
I don't understand what's going on. I mean, I thought there were two children, a grandfather and a mother. I didn't know about you, sir.
Ah, well, my mother likes to keep him a secret. You see, it's all you're wrong. There's a father and a grandmother, my granny, but she's out. She's gone next door to borrow the woman's joint to make her some gravy.
Oh, is this some sort of joke, this crying poverty? I mean, I know your sister, and she's always extremely well-dressed.
Oh, aye, that's why we have no money for food or furniture. We sleep on orange boxes, you know.
Orange boxes?
Aye, except my dad. He has a banana box. That's why he's bent over to one side.
Now, look here, my lad.
Yeah, no, Mr. Major, he's exaggerating a bit. The new, you know, Ken, I'm a... but we are very poor. Okay.
Yeah. I must say that this has been quite a revelation.
Sorry, I'm so late.
Yes, and I'm glad you were, Miss Clitheroe. Nor I wouldn't have discovered the truth about you, you young madam, you...
I beg your pardon?
It's your father's pardon you should be begging.
Father?
Don't say anything, mister. I will suffer for it when you've gone.
Like that, is it? Goodbye, Miss Clitheroe. You can forget the tennis club, I assure you. Spend your £2 on some food for your poor father there, you selfish little minx.
What's he talking about, Father? Is he mad or... Wait a minute. What have you been telling him?
Yes, Alfie, what did you tell him?
Well, as I told him, Mother, what do you mean, me? You told him we were starving.
Well, I'll murder you both if I don't get in that tennis club.
What's the tennis club got to do with it? He wanted £2 for the window I broke. That Aussie broke.
What window? That was Major Bullimore. He came for my subscription to the tennis club, £2.
What?
Oh, well, that's all right, then. We thought he was after Jimmy, so it doesn't matter.
Shut up. And don't stand there looking so ridiculous. Take Grandad's kilt off at once.
Now, shut your eye.
Upstairs, I mean. Jimmy, I'm going round to the Major's house, and if I don't get in that tennis club, you'll be in hospital. Just wait till Mother and Grandad hear about this.
Well, Alfie... You made a right mess of that, didn't you?
Yes, but say, shut up. Susan won't speak to me for a week now.
I know. You have all the luck.
I don't know what you're being funny about. You've got plenty of luck to come. Bad.
What do you mean?
If Major Lauderbolt was from the tennis club, the bloke who had his window smashed is still on his way here.
Wait, I forgot. Well, that's all right, Alfie. Keep that kilt on and a bit more practice on your eyes.
Well, I'll do nothing unless it's you.
But Alfie,
you've had it. Damn, I'm doing no more acting.
I'll bet Peter O'Toole's glad to hear that.
Yes, go on, be funny. Have your last laugh.
I'm sorry, Alfie. Look, we'll have to pay him.
I've got no money.
No, but my mum has. On the mantelpiece there, under the clock. The insurance money. Quick, he's here. Quick, Alfie, take £1 from under the clock.
You can't pinch your mother's insurance money.
I'm not pinching it. You're just borrowing it. I mean, you always collect insurance money when there's an accident.
But there hasn't been an accident.
Well, there will be if you don't borrow that money. Look, I'll put it back.
Oh, all right. I must be cracking.
Yes, but you're nice with it. Go on, just go to the door and give him that £1. Tell him it's all we can afford and then get rid of him.
Yeah, but suppose...
Don't argue. Just do what I tell you and give him the money.
Right, oh, keep your ear on, keep your ear on. I'll tell him then.
Fancy relying on Alfie to get me out of trouble. I must be as daft as him.
Yeah, mistress, this is the best we can do with it. It's all we can afford. You might... Oh, well, that's very nice of you, yeah. Happy day to you,
sir. He's done it. A miracle.
Well, I fixed it for you. You're out of trouble.
You mean he isn't coming back to see me, Grandad?
Oh, he asked for him, but when I handed over the £1, he seemed quite satisfied. He said thank you, and off he went.
Oh, well, that's it, then. There's just one small problem. My mum's £1 that you borrowed. Now, don't worry, I'll pay you back.
Pay me back?
Yeah. You replace the £1 out of your wages and I'll pay you back out of my pocket money. A shilling a week, or as they say now, 2 new pence.
Oh, all right, I suppose I'll have it. Wait a minute, wait. 2 new pence? Yeah, a little twist in 2 new pence isn't a shilling.
Did that fellow come about Susan's... Alfie, what are you doing in my kilt?
Nothing. I'm just wearing it. Goodbye, mate.
He was just... just warming it for you, Grandad.
Don't be funny. Take it off, Alfie.
You'll have to close your eyes, Grandad. He's shy.
I'll close your eyes in a minute. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Sinclair, but he made me put it down because the bloke was coming about the window. The window, mummy.
Cleaner. The window cleaner. Alfie wanted to give him a laugh, didn't you?
That's right, I know.
So you think a kilt is funny, do you?
Yes. I wanted him to think Jimmy was my son.
Yeah, and Alfie was my mother.
And I was his mother, so I wore his skirt. The kilt, your boy.
Alfie, you better get up them stairs before me grandad gives you a Highland fling through the window.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, I'm on my way. I'm very sorry, Mr. Sinclair, but honestly...
I suppose you're at the bottom of this, Jimmy.
Me? I can't stop him dressing up like a Scotsman if he wants to act the fool.
You what?
No, I mean in a kilt that's too big for him.
There's something going on here with you.
I don't know what you mean. Sit down, Grandad. I'll go and put the kettle on and make you a nice cup of tea.
You're not fooling me, my lad.
If that's all, Susan, don't believe her.
About what?
About anything. You know the fibs she tells.
You want to talk about telling fibs? I'll find out what you're up to, my lad. Don't worry.
Oh, I bet she gets me into trouble. It'd be just like her to tell the truth. Maybe I should make a run for it, out the back door. Emigrate to London. Oh, I can't. I haven't had my supper yet.
This way, sir, if you please.
Thank you, sir.
Jimmy. This gentleman tells me you broke his window and it's going to cost me £1.
Eh, but he's been... You've had it, mister.
How cheeky with it.
Don't you talk like that now, Jimmy.
I mean he's had his pound off Alfie. I'll prove it. Alfie, come down here, quick. Alfie, come here.
I haven't got my trousers on yet.
Well, come down without him or I'll be losing mine.
Here, look here, never mind about this here nonsense. I want £1, and this cheeky young villain here wants a good hiding.
He'll get it if he deserves it, but I want to hear what Alfie says. Jimmy wouldn't say he'd give you £1 if he didn't.
Ah, good old Grandad.
Why are you calling me a liar, sir?
Yes.
Shut up! No, I'm reserving my judgment.
Oh, now what do you want, Jim?
Didn't you give that fella £1 at the door for the broken window?
Oh, yes, and he said he was very grateful.
You didn't give me no £1, mate.
Of course I didn't. I gave it to the bloke at the door.
Father, what have you been up to throwing your money about, aren't you?
What are you talking about, Pat? It's this son of yours who's costing us money.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about, but I only give him 2 shillings a week. Or 10 new pence now, but you, £1.
What are you talking about?
The picker for his weekly collection. He just thanked me down the road for the £1.
That's it. I thought there was something funny about that bloke he gave the £1 to. I should have known it was the vicar. He was wearing a dog collar.
Oh, no. Remind me tomorrow, Alfie. I'll get one for you and a muzzle. Oh, don't some Alfie's mothers have them.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank and Major Bullimore. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, Alfie landed me in it, didn't he? You see, me grandad paid the man for the window out of me mum's insurance money off the mantelpiece. That's when she found where the other £1 had come from that Alfie gave the vicar. So Alfie gave me mother £1 that he borrowed off Susan, and me grandad gave her £1 out of his pension. I promised to give them both £1 each out of me pocket money, so no one would suffer. But me grandad said he didn't mind suffering, so long as I suffered as well. And I did. Oh, heck, he's got a hand like a shovel. Ta-ra!